What if I told you that just by talking to people, you could be making millions of dollars? And yes, that is something very possible, which we are going to be talking about in this episode of Breakthrough Success. In case you guys don't know me, I'm the host, Mark Roberti. I help authors who want to get into podcasting and grow their author platforms. And this guest who is on with us today, she is a TV show host and radio personality who was featured in Success from Home magazine and is an HGTV House Hunters veteran. Her book, Mingle to Millions, teaches readers the art and science of building business relationships and mastering referrals. So if you have the gift of gab, we have an awesome career path for you coming up in this episode. Our guest who joins us is none other than Cami Baker. Cami, welcome to the show.
Mark, thank you for having me. I appreciate you bringing up for those who have the gift of gab, because I also want to throw out there for those of us who were not born with the gift of gab, This is something that you can still do and actually be even better at than the people with the gift of gab.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because the whole talking element, I mean, usually the extrovert and you're definitely like going to be more jumping into this, but a lot of us are introverts trained to have conversations. I mean, I definitely put myself in that boat. I definitely classify more as an introvert, but you don't hear that on Breakthrough Success just because of all these conversations. So pretty much if you have the ability to build relationships with people, this is going to be really a really awesome episode for you. I'm wondering, Cam, if you could share with us, you know, Mingle to Millions, what does that look like for you? What are the platforms? What's your clientele? Like, what's your whole approach for your mingling to millions?
Well, so I've got my book here with me for those of us who can see. Mingle to Millions, the art and science of building business relationships and mastering referrals. And the book originally was written because, having been in real estate in the top 5% and then getting into network marketing in the top 5%, I've just literally been to thousands of networking events. I'm not even kidding. Like, I know I don't look it, but I'm 51 years old. And I have literally been to 3, 4, 5 networking events in a day. And so with all of that being said and meeting all these people and speaking on hundreds of stages, I was just meeting so many people that didn't know how to give a good handshake, that don't know how to create conversation. God forbid they actually need to follow up and follow through. So that's why I originally wrote the book. And, you know, when I first came up with the title Mingle to Millions, I thought it was me mingling my way to millions of dollars. But thank God I have grown up. I've matured. I've gotten a little deeper and a little more visionary. And I know it's not me mingling my way to millions of dollars, although those do come because, you know, as some of our mentors would say, you know, when you help other people get what they want, you naturally get what you want. But truly, it's about mingling to millions of people reading your book or millions of people using your product. Or for me, when I work with individuals and they are partnering their passion with their profession and they're making money while they make a difference, now I'm mingling my way to millions of people that are being helped and affected because of the clients that hire me to help them go out and have that ripple effect.
And it's interesting how, I mean, I didn't even know that about you. Like, we met at New Media Summit. We got to talk a little bit before the event. New Media Summit's a really great place to go if you want to get on podcasts, but anyways, I mean, 3 to 5 events in some days. How did you find those events? And then you have to like leave an event to go to another. So there's like choices between like, do I spend the extra time talking to this person or do I head out? What was it like for finding those events?
You know, that there's so much to be said in all of that. But during the days that I was literally going to that many, I lived in New York City for a little while. And this was when I was in network marketing and our team was growing. So my husband and I moved to New York City and my job, my goal, my daily activity was meeting new people and piquing their interest, meeting them and building rapport and bringing them to a meeting, introducing them to my husband, introducing them to the business plan. So, you know, when I was in New York City, I would be at a 7 a.m. meeting. I would be at a 12 noon lunchtime meeting. I would be in an evening meeting. And then I would be doing 2 business meetings with 5, 10, 50, or 100 people at 6:30 and 8:30 at night. So there was a lot of networking going on. And one of the chapters of my book actually talks about, you know, networking isn't just a place you go or or something you put on your calendar. It's anywhere and everywhere that you are. But some people really don't know where to find them. They don't even know about meetup.com or, you know, to simply Google business networking events in your area. But, you know, what I do find is when I get to a new area and I go to meetup.com and I find the first initial handful of places, when you go to an event, when you understand the art and science of deliberate conversation, one person will say, instead of saying things like, hey, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And when you say things like, hey, what other events like this do you know of? What events do you think I would be good at? Who do you know that's having another event today or this week or this month? I got introduced to so many events that you couldn't have Googled if you tried, that were great events and big events and fundraisers and parties and gatherings, just because of using my mouth and asking the question.
And like the questions you ask, if you're really strategic with the questions, you get a lot better answers, you get a lot more growth. And that's where, you know, just a tip for podcasters, you want more guests on your show, interview people and ask them like, hey, do you know guests who would be a good fit for my show? And you get more people that way. I don't do this as much anymore just due to the nature of my show, but for any podcaster starting out, that's a really great strategy. Now, going to all these in-person events, I mean, I love in-person, but we have the issue of scalability. And Cammy can do 3 to 5 events per day. It really helps if you're in New York City to be finding those events. I want to say it's possible for all places, but obviously some locations are better than others. But digital is the great equalizer. So how is the digital element kicking in for allowing you to mingle with more people?
Well, digital is certainly the great equalizer, and doing podcasts and meeting people like yourself who have thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that follow you, it's a great way to leverage your time. Having said that, let me back up just a minute, because we're talking about all these events that I've gone to, and I have gone to thousands and 5 and 6 in a day. However, I really want our listeners to hear this as well. Even though I've written the book on better, efficient, effective networking, what I actually teach is what I call net webbing. And you see the spider on my lapel, and I wear spiders all the time. Let me just give you this analogy very quickly. When we do go to networking events, or just think about all the parties and the places we've gone, there's the same archetypes that we meet over and over. We meet the person who's given a card to everyone. Here's my card. Here's my card. Hey, you got my card? Here's my card. They'll walk up to a group of people and just shove a card in everybody's hand. It's kind of repelling and icky because you don't even know them. They're spraying their card and praying that something will happen. Those are the skunks. So then there are the people that take a card from everyone. Hey, you got a card? You got a card? Let me get that card from you. Let me grab a card. They go around at the expo and the trade show and they grab a card off of every table. And they leave with that big stack of cards that they squirrel away so they can go home and put you on their boring email list. But God forbid they ever have any human interaction. Those are the squirrels. And then there are the people that we meet at all these events. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, try my product. Join my business. Sign my contract. You know, they're very assertive and aggressive and pushy and salesy. And obviously those are the sharks. So if we don't want to be a skunk, a squirrel, or a shark, the reason I wear the spider is because I give this analogy. Instead of being those, what if we thought about being a spider? Because the spider is very intentional. The spider finds its place and it makes connections. And as it makes those connections that crisscross, it creates a net web. And a spider doesn't chase or hunt or sweat or go after. It creates its net web, and then all that it wants comes to it. So if that's the case, and we say, okay, I get it. I've met the skunks and the squirrels and the sharks and the sloths, which are the people just sitting on their phone in the corner. I've met all those people. I've been those people. I have been all three of those in one night myself, all day long, skunking and squirreling and sharking. But what I found is when we can take a deep breath and become a spider and be more intentional and savvy, it's easier, it's funner, and when people come to you, it's a blessing. And that's why people get on your podcast, because you are so well known and you are so well connected and you are so well respected that by being on your podcast, it's like a spider letting what it wants come to it. So instead of trying to find all these networking events anyway, what I like to teach people to do is to actually be where their clients are, whether it's on your podcast or a radio show or a TV show where there's millions of people watching, or even if they're a real estate agent or a financial services person or insurance or something. Instead of going to all these local networking events where there's 8 other realtors and 14 other financial advisors, et cetera, what if you actually did a purpose leverage marketing campaign? What if you were leveraging purpose in how you show up in the world and you actually had a reason and a way and a strategy to go meet 10 or 50 or 100 of your clients every week without having to go network? So I hear what you're saying about leveraging and podcasts and definitely being interviewed and taking it online. And I also want to suggest that whether we're online or offline, that we actually get really savvy about where do our people hang out and how can I get in front of them very efficiently and effectively.
And I really love the, when you use like the same letter, like it just makes something easier to remember. And there's this, you know, like getting, attracting your clientele to you. And I feel like that's something so many people want to have. And part of it is putting yourself in that, those spaces where the audience is, because you don't want to attract the wrong group of people to you. But there is this like shark spider issue where like, as like, you eventually have to make your offer, like you eventually have to say like, here's my coaching or whatever it is, but you don't want to come out as a shark either. So, well, how do we find that line, that difference between a shark and a spider, but being able to say, here's my coaching?
Well, you know, I think that I heard it said one time that sales is what you do when your marketing sucks. In other words, if you're not marketing or attracting or connecting with the right people, then you got to push and sell and convince and coerce, and it's icky and it's gross and it's salesy, and nobody likes that. Very few do anyway. So instead of trying to sell or convince people that aren't really in the market for what you have, how about if we actually, like the spider, we're much more intentional about who we're connecting with and actually getting in front of the right people. So for example, you know, anyone who's listening to your podcast is all about having breakthrough success. They're my people. Unlike if I were on a podcast about cooking or about, you know, raising dogs, like those aren't my people, but people who are all about breakthrough success. So this is a very strategic play for me to be here and for your listeners to think about, okay, how can I get in front of my ideal people? And whether it's getting on a podcast like yours, or whether it's saying, okay, I'm a real estate agent and I want to do business with people that already own a house, but they need to sell that and now they're ready to buy the next one. The kids are getting older, they need the bigger house. Those people that they're selling and buying, oh boy, that's a double commission check for a realtor. That's a good client. So if those are your clients, why not actually think about, wow, those people have kids that are 4, 5, 6, 8 years old. They're at the karate dojo, they're at the dance studio, they're at the orthodontist, they're at the pediatrician, they're at the mommy and me, they're at the schools, et cetera. How can I actually build relationships in such a way that I am with and doing business and promoting all those businesses and all those people every day, so that I am the one that they think of when it comes to real estate?
And I love how Cami was just really strategic there and like really tapping into your community to surround yourself with the right people, put yourself in those right positions. And I mean, the way Cami and I connected again was through New Media Summit. And with that in mind, like, what's your like approach? Like, other, what are you doing outside of New Media Summit? And yeah, like, what are you doing outside of New Media Summit to continue to put yourself in that right space? Are you going to more events? Are you doing virtual digital events, like showing up to those? Like,
well, thank you for asking. And you know, you're mentioning the New Media Summit. And the thing is, it's so funny. I wrote the book on networking, and yet I myself, every time I go to just the typical, traditional, boring networking event, I think, here I am again, wasting my time with the wrong people. So New Media Summit was an investment. And I knew that if I invested to be there, so did the other 150 people. Besides getting on a podcast, besides getting booked 28 times for podcasts while I was there, all the people there are investing in themselves to be there. They're investing to get on the podcast. They already believe in their product and service. They're already investing in themselves and their business. That's a good potential friend, resource, relationship, or revenue and client for me. So for me, I do like to go to those. And if I'm investing, notice I'm not using the word pay. I didn't say pay. I didn't pay to go there. I invested to go there. So we want to take a look at the language that we're using too, because that shifts how we're showing up. So if I invest $500 to go to an event for the day, or $2,000 to go to a convention, or $3,000 like at New Media Summit or what have you, I know that I'm getting myself in front of some of the right people. Now, you know, outside of that, when I'm out and about, you know, I'm sure you talk with your people about when you want to have breakthrough success, you want to be introduced too. Like, you want to meet the people who can really elevate your business to the next level. For me, one of the things I'm doing is I'm totally revamping my website and the way I'm being seen. I'm kind of funly saying I'm going from Walmart to Neiman Marcus, just in the way that I'm showing up. So that who I am attracting is the person who is really already seasoned and mature and established, and they're heart-centered, and they want to give back, and they want to be a contribution to the world. And maybe they're already sitting on boards, and they're already volunteering and already given money as a philanthropist, but they haven't made the connection that I have between passion and purpose, profit and profession, partner them together, make profit for the for-profit and the nonprofit. Let's make money while we make a difference. So I'm upgrading my website. I'm upgrading who I hang out with, which is why I'm with you right now. And I would encourage our listeners to think, who are you hanging out with? Who are you spending your time with? Who are you listening to? You know, are you listening to rock and roll? Or are you listening to Mark? Like, are you getting inspired? Are you focused on success? Because we are a culmination of the five people that we hang out with the most. And I've had people try to argue with me about that, but ultimately, when you think of the five people that you spend your time with, you make about the same amount of money, you go to the same kind of a faith-based organization, you drive the same kind of car, you wear the same kind of clothes, you are the same kind of people. And that's a beautiful thing when you want to upgrade, or you want to change or shift, or you just want to, maybe you're going from one religion to another. Maybe you're going from being an employee to an entrepreneur. Well, don't get your business advice from your employee friends. Get your business advice from entrepreneurs that are already doing it and already making it happen. So who are you hanging out with?
I love that. I don't understand why people would argue that you are the average of the five people. That's a big point we make on Breakthrough Success. I'm sure a lot of you guys are on the same page. If not, I mean, we all have different opinions, but that's just you're just saying I like to go by you're the average of five people you hang out with. Interesting how Cammie mentions that people who invest in themselves to attend the event, sometimes with a lot of money, sometimes it's not even money. It's just like the drive to the event for people who have to take a plane or something like that. That's a very heavy investment, and that's not to be taken lightly. So these are people who they would be making another investment again in their business if it makes sense, which is why going to these events makes a lot of sense. Something else that makes a lot of sense, we've heard a lot about Mingle to Millions. We've heard a lot about Cammie's book. And if you enjoy this episode, you should definitely grab a copy. So we'll have that link. But where else do we go to keep following your work and journey?
Well, I like to say, as you mentioned, I use words that start with the same letters, alliteration. I like to say I'm real, raw, relatable, and reachable. And when you Google Cammie Baker, you find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, email, smoke signals, carrier pigeons. And that's another thing, Mark, keep it fun, keep it light, keep it playful. It's not that serious. It's life is serious, but you don't have to be so serious. So Cammie Baker, CammieBaker.com is actually how I introduce myself.
I mean, that's a really smart way to introduce yourself. I remember that from New Media Summit. Everyone knows what your website is, and you just got a whole new bunch of people visiting it. And You got a whole bunch of new people on Breakthrough Success visiting your site as well. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I think this was a really great one. Cammie, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. You're a rock star.